play Name That Teammate.
Oh, good. Here we go.
I think you'll get this one pretty easy. You can probably get all these. This player designed a line of clothing that's sold in the Gotex store right here.
KJ?
That's right. This defensive player loves old TGIF shows like Full House, Family Matters, all that stuff.
JJ. Is that right?
Of course. What do you think of those shows?
Fantastic. Depends on which one though. I like Family Matters, Saved by the Bell. I don't know about Full House. That wasn't my show.
This player's brother owns a fishing charter business in Galveston.
I have no idea. I was going to say Shane. Damn, I know that. Okay.
I'm going to guess Shane Leckler because I know he's from this area.
Got it.
All right.
This player and his wife have two dogs named Tango and Arnie.
Garrett.
Why are you laughing?
Because that's Garrett there. He loves those poor dogs.
All right.
Last one. This player speaks fluent Spanish.
Huh.
Xavier,
okay.
Wherever
he's playing.
Yeah,
okay.
Wherever he's playing.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's good for living in Texas, for sure.
Great for living in Texas, yeah.
Happy you stuck around, Texans Late Night. Nate Washington was great.
He really was. And you're probably sitting around with the trick-or-treaters, and hopefully they're not still coming around. Don't you hate that when you're like,
if
my lights are off,
now,
and I'm out of candy?
If they're coming around now, they're criminals, not trick-or-treaters, okay?
It's obscene when you keep coming by and my lights are off.
And if you need to defend yourself,
yes, defend yourself or lose some of that weight from all that candy that you're eating right now. Fear not. We've got Fitz Tips this week right here.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
All right, Coach, you're going to love this question. Are crunches just a waste of time? Because isn't cardio what you really need to blast fat around the midsection?
Both are great. Crunch is a great strength trainer for the abdominal area. But the only way to reduce fat is two ways, is cardio and great nutrition. So while you're doing the crunches, your abdominal wall is getting stronger and getting more tone. The only way to see it is to do more cardio and get your nutrition better.
Start your day with a healthy breakfast, including low-fat and fat-free dairy.
I don't think crunches are a waste of time. And you know what else isn't a waste of time? Getting good fantasy football league advice from our buddy John Harris.
Welcome in, everybody, to FanDuel Formula. Yes, fantasy football time. I'm going to give you three value plays for this week. And harkening back to the days of the Houston Astros, it's the Killer Bees. Let's start with the first one, Martavis Bryant. Clemson Tiger, teammate of DeAndre Hopkins at one point. One of the most dynamic young receivers in the game. He's got Cincinnati this week, but it's at home, and he has done very well at home at Heinz Field at $7,200. I think you're going to get at least a touchdown out of Martavis Bryant and some long plays. He's a big play on FanDuel. Secondly, let's go speed. Let's go John Brown of the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah, not a big guy, but fast. And at $6,500, he is very cheap on FanDuel. And Arizona's taking on Cleveland. Now, Cleveland struggled last week stopping the run. Yeah, maybe they overcompensate and give you John Brown down the field. So let's go with John Brown as our second play. And the third one is a name you've heard before, Drew Brees. Drew Brees? Yeah, Drew Brees. The Saints are making a little bit of a comeback, and Drew Brees is playing at home. And anytime Brees is at home, you want him in your lineup. That's $7,800. That's a great deal. There are your Killer Bees for your FanDuel formula this week. If you want to play with us, HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass.
I'm really paying extra special attention this week because Vanderkid lost again in fantasy football. Never mind grades. He's got to do well in fantasy football.
The puppet regime is in total effect, right?
Yeah,
you just totally take. Why don't you just get your own team, Arcus?
No, you can tell I don't care about it at all.
Some owners are just so bossy.
Yes. He made honor roll, but who cares? Fantasy football victories. That's what I'm looking for.
How about trick-or-treating? You can make yourself feel better with some candy.
Yes.
Favorite type of Halloween candy?
You know, Halloween candy is different from regular candy because, like, a Snickers bar is the greatest candy bar ever, right? You know, I love M&M's, Kit Kats. You know, they're all good chocolate.
Anything
though.
Chocolate, yeah.
Yeah, candy corn is totally overrated. You know what else is overrated? Pumpkin anything, I think.
Not in a candy, I agree with you.
Pumpkin pie is pretty good, but wouldn't you rather have a piece of apple pie or pecan pie?
No.
It's Texas.
Well, yeah, but I mean, pumpkin everything. Pumpkin soup, pumpkin cookies.
All right, so
that time of year.
So I'm pretty jacked up about the Titans tomorrow, despite the record of the Titans and the record of the Texans.
How do they rank among your most hated AFC South teams?
I hate the Colts like poison, as everybody knows. You know, I think I hate the Jags the least of the AFC South teams, but the Titans, they still own the all-time series. Okay?
They do.
They still have an edge, pretty big
Texans
one.
Texans are 11-15 all-time against the Titans, and people may not remember that.
But Houston's won 5 of 6
and
everything. Look, in the early days, Steve McNary was awesome, so the Texans had trouble winning games. And then lately, it's been Texans in this series.
So middle of the road with the hatred.
It's really the best natural rivalry. Anyway, that's the show. Thank you very much for working on the show, everybody in the crew, and Nate Washington and our crowd, Texans, Titans tomorrow. Go Texans. Have a great night.